the Teen Tech News Podcast, number 3, for June 29th, 2006. I'd like to welcome you to our third podcast of Teen Tech News. Today I'm joining this show with my new co-host, Turner Allen, and Turner would like to tell a little bit about himself.
Hi, I'm Turner. I'm in middle school, and DJ and I have been friends for about 5 years now, and I just thought I would join him on the Teen Tech News.
Okay, thank you, Turner, and yes, he will be joining us with this show from now on as our co-host. We got a great show for you today with tech news, and we also have a review of the Nikon Coolpix SX from Turner, and here we go. Next, we're going to be talking about the LG, new LG refrigerator with the LCD TV. Here's some of the tech specs about the refrigerator. The style and design, it's 15-inch LCD TV with FM radio, remote control, and 1024x768 resolution. It does have an ice system. It's called Space Plus Ice System. Available in premium titanium finish with matching metal handles. It has contour doors with hidden hinges. Some other stuff is the organization, one folding, one slide out, and one fixed spill protector. Tempered glass shelves, has door baskets, four clear, one grab and go, two adjustable, one fixed, and a dairy corner. It has three slide out wire freezer drawers, two big bin, tilting freezer drawer bins, and a utility bin. The performance, the color LCD display, temperature adjustments, you can Fahrenheit or Celsius, room temperature display, water filter status, ice, and water controls. It has Weather Plus information center above the ice maker, I do believe. Weather forecast, it has display recipes for you while you're cooking. It has a digital photo album, so I guess you can upload digital photos to the screen. Calendar with anniversary alarm, refrigerator management, has a smooth touch controls, electronic temperature sensors, OptiFresh crisper, Ice Plus accelerated freezing function, tall water dispenser with built-in water filter, BioShield antibacterial seal, has a low decibel quiet operation door alarm, and now we'll be going to the Samsung.
And by the way, the LG refrigerator, we could not find a price tag on that. So I'd check it out probably at Lowe's or one of your local, like, Lowe's or Home Depot stores. Now I'll be going to the Samsung Helix and Nexus. This is a new product by Samsung. It is a XM satellite radio receiver. Now I'm just going to be reading a little bit about it here. Says, discover new music and add it to your playlist with the click of a button. The Samsung Helix offers an unpredictable combination of features and convenience in one easy-to-use device. You get Live XM satellite radio, and there are 170 channels, and a wide variety of programming including college and professional sports, live concerts, and weekly shows with famous celebrities and musicians like Oprah, Bob Dylan, and Snoop Dogg. The Helix lets you pause or rewind programming so you never have to take a miss. So you never have to take a miss a second of great entertainment. And when you hear something you like, just click a button and it saves it right into the built-in 1 GB flash memory card. If you want to purchase a song, just connect the Helix to your PC to seamlessly purchase and download the song from XM and Napster. The Helix is also a traditional MP3 player that lets you listen to your current favorites while discovering new ones. Note that a Napster subscription necessary for those subscription is sold separately. An XM and Napster subscription is not required. Users can register for Napster Lite with no subscription fee and get downloads 99 cent downloads. You can probably pick this up at your local Target, Best Buy, or electronics department.
Our next story right now is about the new release Virgin Mobile Switchback by Kia Soria. We're actually going to have a recording of brought to you by CNET. The review website, be sure to check them out if you want to actually see the video, but we're going to have the recording of the video on here. And I'm also going to read real quick about, it was a review by Kendra Wall of CNET staff, and they wrote that the good about it, the Kia Soria Switchback has a full QWERTY keyboard multiple messaging options, a VGA camera, a speakerphone voice dialing in decent call quality. The bad about it, the Kia Sorento switchback is quite bulky, and actually I did get to hold it, and I did find it quite when it was open, it was okay, but the bottom of it was really thick, I guess, and then when you had it closed, I mean, I don't know, it just seemed, and then it has like a little loop on the top of the phone. It seems like a keychain more than a cell phone. But they wrote the Kia Sorento switchback is bulky and has a cumbersome design. It suffers from poorly designed buttons and controls, as well as a tiny external display. Yeah, the external display was pretty small. The internal one was still kind of small, but a little bit bigger. And the buttons on it, the keyboard, I think I would have liked it if the buttons on the keyboard, especially the QWERTY part of it, if they were raised a little bit more, it'd be easier to type on them. Excuse me. But because they're not raised, it's you're sort of pressing, like if you press A, you're pressing S, W, and all the other buttons also. But the bottom line, we had some serious design complaints with the Kia Sorento switchback, but the QWERTY keyboard, youth-friendly, features a decent call quality, and should appeal to text-crazed teenager. Next, we're going to be going to the recording of the video.
Hi, I'm Tom Merritt, editor from CNET.com here at CTI Wireless 2006, and with our cell phone editor, Kent German, at the Kyocera booth, and we've got a Kyocera phone here. What's special about this model?
Well, it doesn't look like a whole munch from here, does it?
Looks like a candy bar phone.
Yeah. Not too exciting. This is the Kyocera strobe, but there is something kind of exciting about this phone. All you do is flip it on your side, lift it up, and you got a full QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah, and it is QWERTY keyboard. It's not one of those fake keyboards. That's
definitely.
Nice.
Each letter has its own key. This is a phone that's designed for kind of younger people. You know, you see a lot of these phones, and they're designed for more business people, you know, people that are sending email and stuff like that. Definitely not a smartphone.
Okay, so this is more of a consumer model.
Yeah, really great for IM, that kind of thing. Has all that kind of thing. Great for messaging. Makes quick sending messages really quick and painless. Actually, in the screen also has one here, so open it up. There's a display there.
Screen on both sides.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's a good user interface model.
Has a VGA camera on the back with a flash and a self-portrait mirror. Has Bluetooth, but really a phone that's designed for younger people that still has that QWERTY keyboard.
Let me try that QWERTY keyboard now, because it seems like those buttons would be really small, but
you know they are.
It's not bad, actually. Even with my big old thumbs, I can operate it.
You know, I hate to write a 20-page essay on this, but definitely, you know, I'll meet you at the mall at 5 o'clock. You know, that's perfect for it.
THXBY.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this phone, too, is even when it's on or it's on a call, you can open it and close it as much as you want. A lot of these phones that have this, you close it or you open it, it ends the call. So great for that kind of thing.
Good. And do we know availability and price or any of that sort of thing?
No, we don't right now, but it should be about the second or third quarter.
But it will be available in the United States. You're not just teasing us?
No. This one actually will be. You'll see it at some point.
And what's the model number again?
It's the Kyocera strobe.
All right. It's Kyocera strobe at CTI Wireless 2006. I'm Tom Merritt.
Thank you, DJ. I'm now going to be talking about the new Nokia 8801 cell phone. This new cell phone has voice features such as integrated speakerphone, voice dialing and voice recording, and for messaging, you can send and receive messages, contacting text and audio clips, and an image or video and other compatible devices, text messaging, and sorry. In front of the display and user. excuse me, we're having technical difficulties. For camera and video, we have an integrated SVGA camera and video. Image quality for up to 6 by 600 by 800 pixels. 3D image engine for enhanced graphics, involved video recording quality, video capturing in up to 1 hour length. Let me just look for more stuff about this. Oh, organization. It has 64 megabytes of internal memory. The Nokia PC suits. I don't know what the heck that is. Nokia collector for transferring and storing images, video or music files between phone and Mac. calendar and reminders, to-do lists, alarm clock, and calculators. For personalization, for personalization and fun, we have a digital music player, an FM radio, downloadable Java games and personal applications, up to 64 polyphonic ringtones. Themes include animated wallpaper, animated screensavers, color schemes, and polyphonic ringtones. In specifications, it only weighs a whopping 4.73 ounces. And from what I know, that's all the information we have right now. So thank you for listening to me. For the Nokia 8801 cell phone.
Yeah, I just a reminder that my co-host is a little new, and this is only our third podcast, and it just gets a little, as you heard, we're going to actually have a little bit of a blooper reel, because I think they're kind of funny, and we wanted to share them with you, but just to remind you, some of the bloopers are actually, we've gotten so far into the episode, we're not going to actually take them out, so we apologize for that, but hopefully it'll add a little bit of humor to the show. But hopefully in the future we won't have as many. Thank you. And we're going to be going to our next topic with Turner on the review of the Nikon Coolpix S6.
Thank you, DJ. Nikon has done it again with the new Nikon Coolpix S6 camera. This camera features a 3x zoom, 6 megapixels, an ED glass lens, and a huge, bright 3-inch LCD screen, a built-in Wi-Fi for wireless picture transfers, and with its all-metal design, it fits easy into any pocket or purse. It captures movies and can play back with sound, supports 19 different languages, and has a weight of 9.4 ounces. I have this camera myself, and personally, I love it because it's portable, it can fit anywhere, and it's easy to use. And out of 5 stars, I give this camera 5 out of 5 stars.
Now we're going to our site spotlight, which this week is GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com is actually a website for you to create a website. You can get hosting and your .com domain for $8.95 a year. Yeah, that's $8.95 a year, not a month, it's 1 year. You get a free website designer and a .com domain. You can get, I think the rates vary between .com domains and .biz and .org and all that stuff. But go check it out at GoDaddy.com. Next, we're going to have our free download. Our free download this week is LiveWire, I believe. Yes, LiveWire. It's basically like iTunes. You can find some pretty funny stuff on there. Go check it out.
Well, that's basically the end of our show for today.
It was a little bit shorter than usual. Usually we try to make it 30 minutes long, but we actually just sort of decided to do this show tonight. So, yeah, it was only about... It looks like we're going to be about 17 minutes long total. But I just want to remind you, be sure to leave us comments on our... both our website, and if you want to, our Podomatic website, which is, if you go to Podomatic and search for Teen Tech News Podcast, and it should be under there, and leave some comments, and also visit our website at www.teentechnews.20fr.com. Be sure to email us any questions, comments, insults, or whatever at teentechnews@gmail.com. And be sure to vote for us on Podcast Alley. We really appreciate it. We want to be in the top 10. And also, we have a Frapper on Frapper.com. Be sure to join it. Put yourself on the map. Tell us a little bit about yourself if you want to. We will be having a contest. We're not sure when yet. We're probably going to announce it on the next episode, hopefully. But that's really it. Sorry about that. That's really it for now. And that's our show. We hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.
Thank you.
And here's our blooper reel of the show. Okay, that was the CNET video brought from the Kia Soria Switchback brought to you from CNET. And now we're going to be going to Turner with the review, or I'm sorry, actually the, he's going to be doing a part, last part of Tech News actually with the Nokia 8801 cell phone released by Nokia.
And thank you for that, DJ. Now I'm going to talk about the new Nokia 8801 cell phone. The new cell phone has voice features such as integrated speakerphone for multitasking even when while chatting, voice dial, and God, stop this stupid thing. God, stop. What the heck? Oh my God. Stop it. I can't.
5 stars. Now we're going to our site spotlight, which this week is GoDaddy.com.